just hop right into it.
Yeah. Give it up for Rebecca. My name is Rob, and I play in a band that is going to be playing later tonight called The Taxpayers, and we put together sort of this reading tour, which we had never done before, and I'm going to read from a book that I just wrote. It's about a fella named Henry Turner, who is, he's a fictional character, but he's based on a couple of people that I knew, based on a couple of actual people, and the thing that I'm going to read from is... I'm going to read just this short thing from the preface, which is basically, I guess the whole point of it is that, you know, Henry Turner and the people that I knew that were similar to Henry, the character, were sort of the type of people that tell these rambling stories, which I guess I'm doing right now. These rambling stories, but they're, the people that I knew, they're really like full of these nuggets of wisdom and sort of truths that if you weren't listening hard, you didn't really pick up. And so I guess part of the point of all this is that if you actually listen to someone in a conversation, if you truly listen, sometimes you pick up things that the speaker might not even know is important or big and that kind of thing. This is in Henry's words, and he's talking about a fella that he used to live next door to, and it goes like this. There was this six-on-a bitch down on West 119th and Zealous who used to collect cats. He had this big two-story house that must have been 200 years old that he lived in, along with maybe 50 cats and dogs and shelves full of old paperback books and shoes that didn't fit no more and just a bunch of trash. Piles of trash. Trash in the front yard, mounds on the side of the house, and mountain of it in the backyard, and Lord, it smelled. I was his neighbor for a few months, and whenever we were home, even when it was in the middle of summer, and the heat was just sweltering, we had to leave the windows closed to keep the rotting stink out. But to tell you the truth, even that didn't do much. You had to just sort of, you know, get used to it. As the trash grew bigger, the rats grew in number, which made the cats fatter, which made the whole scene that much more fucking ridiculous. I guess. A bunch of mangy, wheezing cats perched atop a castle of garbage. All the flies buzzed around, and the rats ran, and the sun just beat down. I don't know if he owned the place or rented, but Jesus. So, right before I left town, he became famous for something that I'm going to tell you about later. And when the reporters went into his house, guess what they found? Sure, there was crap everywhere and stunk, and the cats were hungry and the rats were running and the flies were buzzing, but on every inch of every wall were these enormous, big, intricate murals on the side of every one of the walls. And they were just expansive things. And while they weren't as good as, say, the Mona Lisa picture, they were good, you know, in their own right. They were sort of scrappy and full of life and death. When they asked him about it, he said they were pictures of the bad things he did and the good things he did and the medium in-between things that he did and that he'd been working on it for a couple of years. And they asked why, you know? Why would you put him on the inside of your house, on these walls, where the only things that can see him are you and all these fucking cats, you know? And you know what he said? He said, well, that's just it. I wanted to give these cats something to remember me by. I think that's nice. It's like, listen, the same for everybody, but if it makes those cats happy, then it's for them. It's a good thing, you know? It's a gift, and it's something that I never quite got the hang of, doing stuff that makes other people happy. But, you know, it ain't no thing, I guess. Some people were meant for it, others not so much. So I remember this one time, years back, I was coming home off the late shift, and I ran into that crazy son of a bitch with all the cats outside of his house. And he looked like he'd seen death. He's pale as a motherfucker, his sunken bloodshot eyes just staring off into the world. And I said to him, you look like you've been to hell and back. And he glanced up, and he noticed me. He let out this big sigh. Something like that. But it ain't no thing, is what he said. And, you know, I think that's one thing that you realize when you get older. You can get your ass just handed to you time and time again, but as long as you can swallow it and stick it back down into the mud, you can get by okay. Well enough, at least, I guess, to get to the grave singing your own song, with your hands doing most of the digging. And for most folks, myself included, that's enough. But then, some days, it doesn't seem to be enough, you know? On the days when it gets so bad that even your shoes feel like they're ready to quit, and the lights don't turn on when you flip the switch, end up face down on the floor with a pocket full of crap you don't remember putting in your pocket, like half-eaten sandwiches and elephant figurines. Stuff like that. Hell, listen to me. Sound like one of those miserable fellas at the bar that's crying themselves about something they wouldn't really care about if they hadn't been drinking. So I guess what I'm trying to say is that some days I think about what it'd be like to be an inventor. Or, you know, somebody famous, like a piano player or one of those guys in the TV commercials that gets excited about how low the prices are. Or, hell, even just somebody that left something nice to the world, like the crazy guy that I used to live next door to. Except without all the trash and the cats and the rats and the stink. Thanks. I think Quick Attack Ish is up next.
No.
It's like some weird form of Steve playing. No. Nathan playing.
House
of Roy. House of Roy. Oh, okay. Cool.
Do we want to wait? Like, we can go out and come back in. Yeah, we have time. We have time, and then you guys, it's just, we don't want to get right into it, and there's kids, so I don't know if it's really good.
You need to get headphones or
weird plugs. Or headphones if you want to listen to something else.
Thanks, buddy.
Wait.
Way to get it. It's Madge.
We cut it out. Yeah, dogs like that.